Chapter 37. Icy ditch water squelched beneath Groovin's foot paws as he stood in the ditch bed, surrounded by his six guards. His mind worked furiously as he tried to figure out what would happen when Ruggenbore made his presence known to the Redwallers. Groovin shivered, more from fear than cold, and the ditch water gurgled and made a sucking noise as he changed position. The tough vixen cuffed his ear and whispered viciously,
"Quit hopping around and be still, or I'll knock you senseless."
Slowly the sun rose over the vast thickness of East Mossflower. Ruggan kept his Juska clan close into the west wall, not wanting to be out on the flatlands with the sun in his eyes. He would wait until the sun got higher and lessened the handicap. Behind him, Rawback gave a slight cackle. Ruggan gave a nod to two of his foxes. They did not bind Rawback, merely gagging the crazed stoat and muttering a few warning words to keep him silent. Ruggenbore was an experienced leader, always calm and patient. He could wait until he felt the moment was right. No sound came from within the abbey walls, nor from the outside, where massed Juska beasts lined the path. An hour dragged slowly by. Ruggan checked the wall shadow. It had extended over path and ditch onto the flatland. A single gesture from him sent his troops noiselessly back to the edge of the ditch. Ruggenbore drew his sabre. The time had arrived. He signalled four spear carriers. They ran forward and thudded their spear butts against the great oaken doors of Redwall. Boom, 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 boom. Ruggan had expected to wait until some old gatekeeper appeared on top of the wall to see who was knocking. Instead, the door swung open, and he was faced by a wall of over 20 otters, tough, capable beasts, armed with slings and javelins. An array of squirrels, moles, mice and hedgehogs peered over the battlements, armed with all manner of throwing implements. They were led by a hare carrying a long, hooked window pole. An otter stepped forward, half a head taller than the rest. Ruggan's attention was caught by the sword he carried. It was slightly short for such a big creature, but a magnificent weapon nonetheless. The big otter looked as though he could use the blade. His gaze swept over the Juska boar, then back to their leader.
"What do you want here, vermin?"
Ruggan walked forward until he was but a pace away from the otter.
"I am Ruggenbore, Lord of the Southern Coasts and Chieftain of the Juska boar clan."
The big otter too stepped forward, until his face was a whisker away from the golden fox. His voice held no fear.
"And I am Dana, warrior of Redwall. I asked you what you want here."
Ruggan took a pace back to stay out of sword range.
"I want information. Do you have an otter here with his face tattooed in this manner?"